The nice and quiet weather from this weekend rolls right into this week, even though it is cold out the door this morning. This afternoon's going to be really nice. We're going to be in the upper 60s and low 70s, so forget about the layers later today. And then we're up near 80 on Tuesday, and we've got that forecast of 80 degrees on Wednesday afternoon while we stay primarily dry. A cold front, though, moves in early Thursday. And while this front may bring us a little bit of light rain early Thursday morning, it looks like a mainly dry cold front that will pass through. Thursday, though, this is the day when our temperatures go down. Instead of our highs in the 80s, we're going to knock those highs back in the 60s. That being said, the mornings aren't going to get that cold. Our morning lows will be in the 50s. And then we just kind of hang out right there with morning lows in the 50s, daytime highs in the 60s through Friday and into the weekend. The chance for rain, though, goes up on Friday and on Saturday. The amounts and the timing are still up in the air, so stay tuned over the next few days as we start to iron those out. But if you got plans Friday and Saturday in particular, you got to keep in mind the chance for rain. At this time, Sunday looks like we do dry out a bit, but it does look like it's going to stay a little bit cloudy and certainly a touch cool with our daytime highs hovering in the middle to upper 60s to near 70 degrees. That pollen will basically be allowed to do whatever it wants over the next few days too while we warm up near 80. Oak pollen is the primarily adjutant right now, so allergy sufferers, make sure you're taking appropriate action. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.